sorry for taking so long. The technicians were having an issue fixing the universal translator, then the cryo chambers refused to open and let you guys out. So, I shouldn't have to tell you about this. You know how these things go. I'm sure on your planet you've ran into these computer issues more than once. Your planet does have technology, right? Anyway, getting off topic. Hi, my name is... But because the names of my people have yet to translate correctly to any species we talked to on our journey so far, just call me... I'm not really sure. What is a standard human name? I don't know. Just call me... Kake? Cake. It was cake, alright. It's something I overheard the researchers saying about the humans and their dietary habits. What is cake, I wonder? You'd expect for them to allow us to do some passive form of research about humans before abducting them. You'll be the first person I get to study, though, so we're both new to this. It's always an honor to speak with a representative of a new Xeno species. What is your name? What? What may be simple to you is very difficult to me. I guess we are built differently after all. Why are you naked? Don't worry about it, it's just a security thing. A couple of times, subjects have had weapons with them and would freak out and attack personnel. But don't worry too much about that. You'll get your clothes when everything's done. I promise. I'm unsure what to call that thing between your legs. That appendage or organ of yours below. Can that be used as a weapon? Is that something I should be worried about? No? Alright, well, for the reason why you're here in the first place. I am a xenoanthropologist aboard the ship. The job of a xenoanthropologist is to study the many cultures of the universe. I don't want to bombard you with any intense questions immediately, so I would like to first record what humanity considers fun and entertaining, just to ease us into the more hard-hitting questions. Tell me something that's brought you joy when you've interacted with a certain object or carried out an action. What is something that you consider to be fun on your planet? Well, when we do make our presence known to the entire planet, we don't want to cause any panic or fear. We want to show them that we're alike in some ways. It's always good to search for common ground or at least find something interesting about each other. We're always eager to try something new. Oh, I have another question regarding fun. Now, when you were abducted, one of the invading crews said that you were sitting in front of a bright screen. It said that it was broadcasting humans with long hair, completely naked and covered with something white. Is that some sort of ritual that humans go through that you were observing? Or was that a form of entertainment? Oh, now we're hitting somewhere. What is porn? Humans watch each other reproduce? The act of reproduction. This is considered entertainment. Okay. Can you demonstrate this porn? My species doesn't reproduce the same way as yours, I would assume. We have reproductive organs, but we've instead opted to reproduction through combining the DNA of two people and allowing for the offspring to grow within a vat. The last naturally created person was conceived over 1,000 years ago. Not, you know, exact, but estimate. And I'm unsure of any equivalent to porn ever existing on my planet. You can't show me without a phone? What is a phone? Oh, you mean your telecommunications device. Sorry, I don't think it would even work on the ship. The hull is quite thick. And we're a bit of a ways away from your planet. We're on your satellite. What do you call it? Ah, yes, the moon, of course. But I guarantee you will get everything back as soon as possible. When I've seen the other researchers do their job, that's typically the procedure. But anyway, so porn is the act of reproduction in video or written form, and sex is synonymous to reproduction. Okay. Could you show me how sex works then? Yes, absolutely. Like I said, we're an eager people. It's nothing painful though, right? Great, now take the lead. What's the first thing that we need to do? No clothing? All right. Let me just take the suit off. I guess that makes sense from what you were watching, right? Okay. Now what? Knees? What are knees? Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, I know what teeth are. Don't let them touch you. Why not? Oh no, I don't want to bring any pain to you. There's nothing sharp in my mouth, I promise. Okay, I'm ready. Wait, there's a bunch of liquid coming out of my mouth. Is this okay? Okay. Yeah, you can continue. Is this the white stuff they were talking about? What is it called? Semen? It tastes amazing. Was I allowed to drink it? Can we do that again? Later? That's so delicious though. Do humans produce this all the time? That's amazing. There's more we can do. Like what? All fours? I'm not really sure what that means. Hands and knees. Okay. So, something like this, right? A bit lower? Like closer to the ground. like this.
Okay.
Please start when you're ready.
Oh, it hurts. Are you sure this will be fun? The better. What does that mean? This feels. I'm not sure of the words to properly express myself. I apologize. Humans watch others do this. Why not just join? Feels good. I'm gonna have to ask security to make copies of this tape. I'll need to study this later. This does feel great. Yes, this is really fun. Oh my stars, I love it. Oh God. Oh my. I want everyone to feel this way. I want to have sex with everyone on the planet. More. Please teach me more. What's a refractory period? Oh, that sounds awful. All humans have to go through that? How long does that typically last? Well, what will you show me afterwards? Tid funk? That sounds interesting. What is that? Really? Would I be able to drink more of you? I wonder if all male humans taste the same. Maybe I can ask for another human male for comparison. Or maybe three. Is it normal to have multiple partners at the same time? Really? Oh, I'm gonna love this assignment.